your significant other comes face forward, straddles you.
Okay, I didn't say straddle. I didn't say there was any skin-on-skin contact.
But I'm saying this would be hot.
Okay, this is your fantasy now. Got it.
And they straddle
you. I'm saying this would be hot.
Because there's that little area right there.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Lunchtime with Smosh, the podcast.
Yep, that's right. We are here. Two boys in a bathroom.
Why did I have to sit on the toilet while you got a comfy chair?
I think it was more of a height thing. Yeah, because the chair's a little higher than the toilet.
Yeah, because my butt is a couple inches submerged right now.
Well, Anthony offered to sit on the toilet.
You offered?
You said, who's sitting on the toilet? I was like, I guess me. But I was a little excited too, because this is a fun experience.
And we also don't have like the tops to the toilets here. We just have
the bowl.
We just have the ring.
So this is the ring. I don't know if you can see
that. Can you see down there? Can you see
all the way down there? Why'd you put your fist in there? So it's just an open hole for you to sit on. Mm-hmm. And I've never fully...
You pulled out the squatty potty too.
Yeah, I've never fully... So I'm wondering, like, if you are to use the squatty potty in its intended way, is it just this, or are you supposed to, like, literally be squatting?
Are you shitting me right now?
Well, girls...
My pants are on, bro. I'm not
technically
shitting.
Girls, like, a lot of girls... hover when
a lot of girls hover.
We don't make contact with
yeah
seats.
Yeah, I mean
because more there's women germs.
I feel like
that us men don't have to worry about.
It's syphilis.
Syphilis. I feel like if you
only women can get syphilis.
That's not true.
Trust me, I've tried. You ever see Dances with Wolves?
Is it a big syphilis invasion in that
At
movie?
At the beginning, the guy's like losing his... He's like, I have pissed myself, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And it's a syphilis side effect?
He's just like clearly going insane, and people are like, oh, he has syphilis.
When I was 15, the doctor... And I had a disease. The doctors tested me for syphilis.
Yeah, they always do that.
I was like, bro, I've never touched a boob. What are you talking about? I don't have syphilis.
No, you get it from the hot tub.
What? Where do you get? Where?
No, I'm just making. I'm going for a record for like amount of disinformation put into the beginning of a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me more.
You're dying. I guess that's not true.
Misinformation. That's just facts.
I'm dead. Okay, right
that,
now.
That is misinformation.
Cats aren't real.
So, Aaron, you had some. Question for us?
Yeah. So since we are...
Hold on. Okay. Before we get to that,
oh.
You've never used a squatty potty before. Do you just think you're better than everyone?
I didn't even know what this was for.
What?
What is the point
There's
of the
There's a photo potty? In the front of it showing you exactly what to do with it.
It just shows someone standing on it.
It's better poo flow. Yeah. It's better a better... Poo flow? You should know this. This is like a yoga pose almost.
So you know how like our ancestors didn't have toilets, so we all had to squat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that gives like a, I don't know, scientifically, but it's like a better alignment of like your colon.
I mean, it makes sense, but also couldn't you achieve that same thing if instead of shitting like this, like everyone does, if you just sit like...
You could just hold them
no,
up
no,
yourself.
No, 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 that's,
like you could just hold it.
You're going the wrong direction.
No, but then my body's aligned.
No, but it's about that.
See, now the poopy can come out.
I have shit
now
outside
poopy,
before.
Now the poopy can come out.
And it's natural to shit like that outside.
Yeah. Did it come out fast? Did it shoot out like a rocket?
Well, the only reason I shit outside was because I had to go, and it surely came out fast.
Where were you?
In the middle of a forest.
When?
Tell us exactly what day you shit in the forest.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
All right. So this was a foggy day in the Bay Area of California.
You're in the Bay Area?
Mm-hmm.
You're in San Francisco? A lot of people shit on the streets there.
That's true.
I was not there, but I was near... I was on a hike.
Okay.
I was with some people.
In like Big
and then
Sur?
They, I don't know where it was, but they were like, we're going back home. And I was like, I'm going to chill out here for a little bit more. And I just walked around this hike for a couple more hours. And then I had to shit really bad. And then it just comes out. And then I wiped with the leaf.
Just
there are so many holes in this story.
What's the holes besides where the shit came out of?
You were... Around somewhere in San Francisco that you don't remember, You were with a group of people. You told them, I'm going to wait around here for a little bit. Then you hiked for a couple of hours, and then you shit in the woods and used a leaf to wipe. That's what you said.
Yeah, that all tracks.
Okay. What? So, wait, was everyone, what were the other people doing?
So they had to go because one of them, I forget if they had something to do or if they, there was something where like they got tired. So there's some reason that they had to go and they were going to come back later. So I was like, I'll just stick out here. I'll just stay next to this bridge. It's kind of cute. And I'll just like walk around here and enjoy myself outside. I have my little kalimba instrument and I was just playing.
Your what?
Kalimba. It's like a musical instrument.
Okay. Oh, wait. Is that like a little like thumb? So you just wandered around the forest going ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. And then I shit.
How come we haven't seen you play this kalimba?
Kalimba.
Kalimba.
It's more of like a by myself instrument.
I don't believe him. I think he's lying.
No, actually, he's not lying. I had to take a telehealth video conference in his
office. My kalimba's in there.
And his kalimba's in there because I saw it and I was
wow.
like, and then I went ding, 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 ding. I did touch it. I'm sorry.
See?
Yeah.
It's wow. real.
And I was like, does he know how to play this?
Not really. I just jam on it.
Wow. Yeah,
same thing with my hand pan.
What?
Your hand is.
I didn't realize you guys are such musicians.
I like to learn how to play like Zelda songs because, like, dun, 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 dun,
that makes sense.
It's like,
yeah. And on the hand pan, I go,
what's a hand pan? Is that a sexual orientation? What is that?
Oh, funny. I get it now.
What even is that?
It's like this kind of like metal disc kind of thing.
Is it
it's
hollow?
Like hollow
is it,
on the inside.
But it's round.
And it's got these steel, it's got these cuts in them that
you,
are
you
different
with,
sizes.
You hit it with like a xylophone thing?
You can hit it with a xylophone thing, but you can also hit it with like the bone of your knuckle, which is what I do.
Oh, so do I'd you go, have one?
Boom, boom, yeah.
Oh, my mom and my brothers got me one of those and I played it for a little bit, but it's just taking up a lot of space.
You guys
it's
are just big. Playing instruments yeah. in your free time?
That's when yeah. else do you play instruments?
It was
only in a band?
It was my pandemic purchase. It was like I was like, I need something to do. And so I was like, I'm gonna do this. And my plan was to get good at it and then one day just like show up for like a try not to laugh bit and then be like
that would have been sick. What happened?
I didn't get good.
How much did you play it?
I played it. I would play it for like 30 minutes. Like
how often?
Roughly every day for a while.
Wow.
I feel like you're probably decent then.
But like then I went to like actually look at like lessons and it was like a totally different way you're supposed to learn.
I think
and
lessons I are
like,
bullshit.
And I was like, I don't want to do lessons, man. See? But it would like teach you how to be coordinated to do like different sounds where I just like to hit it and make boom, you know? So it's just, yeah.
I think everyone should learn music intuitively for a little bit just to get an idea of like how they could put their thoughts into the creation element of it all, and then you can go back and learn.
I think that could
build upon it.
I think that could develop bad habits, though.
But who's decide that they're bad? Who's labeling them as bad?
Except, well, because if you,
that's the problem I have with like such formal teaching about crafts that are actually explorative and creative is that they make it feel like there's a box they have to hide
off.
Within.
He's going
I think
off.
I think with like painting, I agree with that. Painting. But I think like when it comes to like a musical instrument that requires like certain coordination.
But look, it discouraged you and you stopped. You might have continued doing it if you felt like you could have the freedom to explore.
I feel like I reached a limit to which the way I was playing it couldn't have been improved. And I was like, oh, I need to be more coordinated with this. And then when I saw how you're supposed to do it, I was like, oh, that's how they do it.
I think you should explore again.
You should play it with your feet.
That requires a lot of coordination. Yeah. He doesn't have coordination in his hand.
And I do feet content. That's Anthony's thing.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But yeah, Squatty Potty. I honestly, like, at this point, I don't know if it's just a placebo thing.
Do you squatty use it every potty. Time you're here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's there and I'm going to take a dumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I push it in when I walk in. I don't want to use it. So I just kick it.
Why?
I don't poop in this bathroom.
There's a specific poop bathroom?
Yeah, it's in the hidden hallway so that if you like make a stink, you know, it doesn't smell up the lobby. It's the kind thing to do.
It won't smell up.
Has anyone ever smelled this bathroom?
I haven't smelled Dookie out there.
I have definitely walked past these bathrooms and like
smelled walked some past stink. The bathroom.
Past the bathroom. If no, you're walking like, past the bathroom, you're just asking to smell.
There have been a few incidents where you're in the lobby and it smells like ass.
No, that's like I think that's when like we have that one drain in the bathroom.
That is also true.
We need to dump a bunch of liquid and soap down.
Does Anthony know about this drain?
So there's a drain in one of the bathrooms that we have to dump like a cleaning solution down every like...
And it's like a big amount.
Couple weeks or something.
It's like a gallon.
Why?
I don't know because...
If we don't, it smells up the whole office.
Then the whole office starts to smell.
Is there a drainage problem? Well, I like how we're fixing a drainage problem by putting more things in the drain.
Yeah, that's how you fix
it. It's like if you're
that's
choking.
That's what they told problems. Us to do.
I guess you're right. If you're choking on food, you should probably eat more food.
What?
Thank you for adding to the misinformation.
You're welcome.
On this podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's how you fix problems. You just add to the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we have to do that. Otherwise, the whole place.
I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know those types of shenanigans were happening here.
It's just one of those things, you know, it's probably some kind of curse that someone bestowed upon the building.
Mm.
And now we just have to do it. It's like, oh, it's like the button in Lost.
What? They you just have to press it.
You have to press the button.
And if you don't press the button, you don't want to find out what
There's
happens.
Like a countdown timer. Got and it. They think the world's going to end if they don't stop pressing the button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There is a time when they can't get to the button, right? And it goes down to zero?
I don't know. This is the one show that you and I obsessively watched.
And then it like actually did.
I think there was an explosion. I think there was something that was an actual.
Didn't it like move? Did it move the island?
Wait, is that when Charlie drowned under the water because of the weird flooding thing and you see him?
No, not Penny's boat.
Oh, that was Penny's boat. Jesus, that show.
Okay, boys, since we're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
I have to ask.
What?
What is the weirdest thing you've ever done in a bathroom?
Can it be in a video? There's a lot of weird shit we've done in
videos. Can it be in a video?
Like, can it have already been documented? Like,
that's kind of boring, though.
It is boring.
Well,
shot a whole video
I want real bathroom stories.
Real bathroom stories.
Well, I already told my story of getting really bad food poisoning and being stuck in a truck stop.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, on flashback, you definitely went through that. On the stuck in a toilet episode. So it's another toilet thing.
You guys make a lot of toilet content.
Well, we are little dirty toilet boys.
That's true.
We should sell that shirt.
Dirty little toilet boys?
We're dirty little toilet boys.
Dirty little toilet. Should it be plural or singular? So that
I think it should be boys, like B-O-I-S.
D-L-T-B.
Dirty Little Toilet Boys.
It's you guys.
Boys. Should we rename the podcast?
Dirty Little Toilet Boys? That's kind of fun.
I don't know. Leave enough comments below. And if we get enough comments, I'm going to consider it.
Okay.
And we'll have to make all new marketing. It's going to be great. We get to rename it.
We can do every episode from this bathroom.
A lot of money.
You ever get a Blumpkin?
I don't know what a Blumpkin is. That is on our agenda. I put Blumpkin ? Anthony will explain.
Hey, will I?
You Hold told on. Me not to Google it, hey, so James. I've been waiting.
James, you know what a Blumpkin is? Of course he does. He's a boy.
What's a Blumpkin?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. No, don't tell.
Survey.
Wait, Amanda.
Oh my God, we have an audience out there.
Do you know what a Blumpkin is?
Amanda knows. Scott knows what a Blumpkin is.
Scott knows what a Blumpkin is.
Wow. So there's five of us that know what a Blumpkin is and one that doesn't.
I feel like we should. Is there anyone else walking out
Alex,
there?
Alex Tran.
Come here. Alex Tron.
Quick question.
What's up? Quick, do you know what a... Do you... Come over here, actually.
Hi. I'll sit with them.
Just a squat right there.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Really quick question. Yeah. Do you know... And don't say what it is.
Okay.
But do you know what a Blumpkin is?
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. With that's the it. Term.
Yep. Okay, cool. Right. Okay. Go. Good. That's
Thank
all we wanted
you.
To know. Thank you.
This is a great new...
Thank you.
This is a really upgrade to the set here.
He was literally just coming here to shit.
Yeah.
Also, I want to point out, we have an audience outside of the bathroom just sitting there watching.
Yeah, it's kind of the side
effect. They haven't laughed once.
They have not laughed once.
I think, you know, they think they have to be quiet.
No, I think.
No, they think they have
Do
to,
better.
They think they have to be quiet.
They just thought we were going to be funnier.
Is the point of this to be funny? I thought it was to talk about toilets and bathrooms because this is very serious to me.
What is a blumpkin?
I've never had one.
A blumpkin?
Okay, let's try to describe it and have her guess what it is. Okay.
Have you had one?
No, I mean
wait,
let's just try to have a conversation about it.
Okay.
See if she can figure it out.
Okay, let us know when you figure it out.
Okay.
Have you had one?
One time I was on the toilet and the person that I was seeing at the time, I was like, hey, wouldn't that be funny if you just did it really quick? Just so we could say that we did a blumpkin.
So it's something you do with someone else?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't solo that shit.
I'm so confused.
And like we didn't do it. It was just me making a joke. Just to be like, hey, just like for like maybe if you just did it for 1 second, then technically we could say that I got a blumpkin.
But it's different because were you already halfway done? Your duties?
What?
I don't know if I was actually pooping. Though, but I was on the toilet. So
why were you there?
I guess I probably was pooping.
But then,
and they were probably, I don't know, doing makeup or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta admit, I haven't been like at a point in a relationship where I'm like, I'm gonna shit here while you're doing makeup.
You've never pooped in front of a significant other?
I don't think so. I think the door might have been. I think the door might have been open, like or cracked open, and not. You know.
I think that's fair not to do. I don't think you should.
I don't think it's a requirement for like a healthy relationship.
No. I don't think you should or you shouldn't.
I have a guess on what a blumpkin is.
All right, let's hear it.
Originally, based on the word.
We'll tell you if you're getting warm or cold.
This is I have a new guess after your conversation. But my first guess was like if you were pooping and you were a guy and the poop hit the toilet water and then the water come up and hit your balls.
Getting cold.
I'm cold. I'm telling you what my first idea was because I was like, oh, like
second idea.
Wait. Isn't there a name for that where like the splash hits your balls?
I thought it was blumpkin because it's like the balls water? Like plumping, you know, like
the
plumpkin.
Balls
oh, they go kerplunk.
I would guess that would be like a tea bag or no, that's not a tea bag.
I think there is a name for it.
When your balls hit the water,
Urban Dictionary that shit because there is a name for that already.
Or the water hits your balls.
Oh, that's true. There's two different questions.
Yeah.
Were you thinking the balls submerge?
When you poop and the water splashes up and hits your balls.
What's that called?
Hey, Tommy, quick question. Do you know what a blumpkin is? Don't explain what it is. Just tell us yes or no. Do you know what a blumpkin is?
Yes.
Okay, so my guess. Oh, what is it called?
Wait, is there a name for it when the water splashes up?
Poseidon's kiss.
Poseidon's kiss?
That ever happened to you two? You guys have ever been kissed by Poseidon?
Definitely.
Really?
There's been a Poseidon.
Is it a ball hitting the water situation or is it a water hitting the ball?
I think the Poseidon's kiss is when there's a splashback.
Yeah.
Got it.
But there is a name for the submersion. I don't know what that is.
That's wild. You should not have balls that.
I think if you can, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Well, also the water might be high.
The water could be high, but.
It's pretty high.
I don't know.
There could be a very tall water.
Has that ever happened to you?
I think that the wiener would touch the water before the balls, just to be frank.
Okay. Depending on your cock to ball ratio, yeah.
I feel like every episode we've shot thus far, you guys have talked about your genitals.
It was bound to happen in the toilet episode.
We are two men in comedy.
It was the toilet episode. We knew this was happening.
Yeah.
There was not a doubt in my head that it would get here on this episode.
So what was your second guess?
Okay, I think a blumpkin is kind of like the 69 of the bathroom.
Go on.
And it's like when someone's pooping and then like someone else comes and maybe drops a load of some kind.
Oh.
Like you know when someone's pooping and like they come over and there's like, oh no.
It's a good thing there's a drain.
Can we get a paper towel?
Wow.
Damn, you really just had an accident while you were talking about blumpkins?
Let me hold this cord so we don't get electrocuted. Ian, there's a paper towel right behind you.
Oh, yeah. No, Ian wanted them to come in with...
Okay.
Didn't realize that. You thought a blumpkin was when somebody's pooping and the other person comes and poops on the other person?
No, through their legs.
Yeah, because like your legs are... If you're sitting and you're pooping, there's space.
I think what she's
and then
getting
maybe
at is
someone
that
else is
here.
Like standing and they're pissing a little. And that's my guess.
I think
on
it could be an.
That's my guess on a blumpkin.
It could be an interesting experiment. You see, that's kind of
actually. That's kind of hot. Like if you have like if you're okay. So say you're pooping right here, right?
Yeah.
your significant other comes face forward, straddles you.
Okay, I didn't say straddle. I didn't say there was any skin-on-skin contact.
But I'm saying this would be hot.
Okay, this is your fantasy now. Got it.
And they straddle you.
I'm saying this would be hot.
Because there's that little area right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Straight through that.
You know what?
And that's what a blumpkin is
with the right person.
With the right person.
That's how you know, in my opinion. If you can do that.
And you guys could just look at each other.
And you can just start kissing. Yeah.
I mean, the kissing might make it too sexual.
Oh, okay.
Like this that's is the line. This is I'm talking about intimacy here. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about erotic things.
Okay, the next intimate question.
Well, hold on.
Do you help them wipe?
Aaron, you still do not know what a blumpkin is.
I don't.
Do you
is
want
not,
to know?
Guess am I again. Not right?
Guess again.
No, you're not right.
I don't know what else it would be.
There's another person. Okay.
There is another person, and one person is sitting on the toilet.
And that person that's sitting has a penis.
It's not. No.
It is. It is.
Keep go on.
Wait, go on. No. What do you think it is?
We're not violating.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Okay, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm going to whisper it.
Okay.
Yeah, because they won't hear you.
Is it the microphone? Can you two hear me?
Yeah.
Is it when? Mm-hmm. Is it a blowjob?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a blumpkin.
Yeah, it is.
Before or after? So there's poop in the bowl?
There might be.
During?
I think it's probably, I think there probably is. I haven't looked up the rules though.
Yeah, I haven't looked up rules. I think as long as
I
you're
just got sick.
I think as long as you're sitting, as long as you're sitting on the toilet, like I'm guessing it would happen throughout the course of the movement.
In my, oh God.
I just feel like.
In my head, there might've been something there, but it stopped. But that's too much. That's getting too close.
I just feel bad. I feel so bad for the person that is giving. Because they would have to be breathing through their nose, right?
Did we?
And
did
they're
you,
too close.
Did you, hold on, like 10 minutes ago, did you say, no?
We didn't do it, Aaron.
We
that
have
would be
got
gross.
To know less about each other. We have got. I'm crying. I've learned too much today.
We didn't do it, Aaron.
Did you not say you did?
No, I said it. I suggested it as a joke.
Okay. Oh my God, that was so scary. I'm crying.
It is kind of scary.
That moment when you find out your boss did a blumpkin. No. I would never.
I'm actually crying.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'd be crying too if I was over there. I want to cry, but I don't know how to get it out right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a tear on your cheek.
I feel it, yeah.
You were saying that we've never seen you cry. This is the first time I've seen you cry. And it's about you imagining me getting a blumpkin. That's fucked up.
That's super messed up.
That's so messed up, Aaron.
That's wrong.
Why would you even think of that?
You said it. You guys brought it up.
You have a tear that's rolling down your lip.
Is that why that's here now?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing what a blumpkin is.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm happy to do the service.
Mm-hmm. Is this... So this is something people enjoy experiencing?
I don't know if people enjoy it or if it's just...
I think it's just one of those things, you know, like a Dutch oven.
Or an upper decker.
Yeah, an upper decker. Or an upper decker is funny.
What is that?
Upper decker is... It's... upper decker.
It's where you shit in this top part.
It's where you shit in the top part.
Oh, I thought it was going to be sexual.
No, it's not sexual.
Thank God.
It's just like a funny prank to play on your friends.
So that when they flush, so there's always more shit.
There's just always.
We should do that here.
Amanda?
What?
Experiment?
I think we need to move on.
What if we do it in the shit bathroom? In the bathroom
that's fine.
Shits in?
That's fine.
I am curious to know, like, what it does.
Like for a science experiment?
Like, are there like fragments that like flow into
I think so. Yeah.
Do you know how they have waist trainers for your waist to like make your waist small?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Does that work?
Where are you going with this?
Does that work?
Where are you going?
Oh, do you want to make your feet smaller?
Do you think they have it for balls?
What do you need to change about balls?
Are your balls too big, Ian?
No, because I'm thinking right now. No, I'm not going to talk about my balls. But I will say that these jeans I'm wearing are very tight in the crotch area, and I feel like this must be what it feels like to wear waist trainers, but
okay,
on my testicles.
Wait, if your balls could be any shape, which shape would you want them to be?
Pyramid. That's an excellent pyramid. Question.
Pyramids. A pyramid?
Pyramids.
I want mine to be
tip at the top or bottom?
Tip at the top.
Okay.
I want mine to be I want mine to be two sheets of paper.
What? Where would the sperm go?
That's for my balls to figure out.
So you want like thin.
Yeah, and that way it could drop
one dimensional.
That way it could drop down each side of these pants.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want like a star. That'd be pretty cool.
Or you know, it'd be even cooler if like your testicles were like those party things that go.
Ooh, that would be cool.
So like rolls out and then rolls back in.
Blowjobs would be so different.
Yes. Yes.
I can say that. You taught me what a blumpkin was. I can say that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because like when you're giving. Okay.
Yeah, like when you blow on it.
Because you blow on it. Traditionally, and with the
balls would like undo.
Look, I don't know. You're the expert here, Aaron.
On what?
You're the expert.
At what, Ian?
Moving on.
Okay, so we've learned what the weirdest thing Ian did in a bathroom was a blumpkin. Anthony, what what's the weirdest thing you've done, Anthony?
Lizzie's gonna hate having to like audit this video and be like, Lizzie, is this part monetizable? Is this part monetizable?
Weird. I just feel like the things I've done in the bathroom are pretty normal.
Let's hear. We'll be the judge of that.
Piss, vomit, do my hair, shower, shave pubes.
Okay.
Shave.
There have been instances.
As opposed to what?
Trim.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
It's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game sometimes.
Depends on the tools you're using.
It's a dangerous game we play. What's the weirdest bathroom you've been in? Actually, I think that's a good
question. That is a good question. That's a good question.
You've been in some weird bathrooms, I'm sure. A weird bathroom that I went into was in Australia. They had this urinal that, so like imagine like there was this like cement like block on like in the middle of the bathroom, right? And there's three little like cutouts, and the cement block goes up to like, when you're standing, it goes up to like waist height.
Okay.
And three people can use this thing at the same time.
Oh, so you're all face to face.
So you're all facing each. You're facing each other, and you're all peeing.
Oh,
like
no.
You don't see the person's junk.
But you see their face as they're peeing.
Yeah, and also it was like in this like really tall building, and it was floor to ceiling window.
Oh, in the bathroom?
Yep.
Who's on the other side of the window?
Sky.
Oh, well, that's not that weird.
And there's like buildings far away, and I'm assuming there's like a tent on the window.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the weirder part was staring at the people in their face around this monolith while your dick's in your
hand. That too. But also, like, it's weird having a floor to ceiling window.
Yeah.
Like, and you're peeing and just like looking out across Melbourne.
I think the troughs are a little bit weird, but not that weird.
Oh, there's a lot of
troughs.
There were so many of those in Australia, actually.
Like the urinal troughs?
Yeah, the troughs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so like
it's a job done, but
it's just like a giant like tub that everyone
just piss in it.
Piss mm-hmm. into. Yeah.
I've seen those because when I ice skated, we would go to like ice rinks and like the hockey players would pee in those and we would use the same bathrooms. Gotcha. Not while the hockey players were in there.
Sure.
Because we were children, but
and they put ice.
Yeah.
Why do they put ice in there? Just to make it not splash as much?
No, there's is it a smell thing?
I think it's
a,
yeah.
Ice it's makes it smell thing. Less?
I think so.
James, do you know? Amanda, do you know why they put ice in a urinal?
Why don't we put ice in here then?
That's not a urinal.
Yeah, do you know?
That's kind of what I thought. I didn't think it was for any real reason.
No, I've seen workers dump ice. It's
they dump. It's a smell thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Real quick. Do you two know what a? I'm sorry. This is for content. Don't tell Nate.
Don't tell Nate.
Do you know what a blumpkin is? Okay, yes. Yes. Okay, so everyone so far knows what a blumpkin
is. I know what it is now.
Now you do.
Now you do.
But you had to be informed.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I feel educated.
Anyway, Do you have another question on that sheet of yours?
Do you guys ever get the travel shits?
The travel shits? Is that where you know that you have to travel so you have to shit?
No, it's like, it's sometimes when you travel, either you get like super backed up or you get super runny. And I'm just curious if you guys ever experienced that when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a universal experience.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I
think the only thing that messes me up is I'll be eating other foods than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of have a Rolodex of foods that I'm used to eating when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm traveling, it's other stuff. So it could kind of mess it up a little bit, but not really, like, to any degree.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, my bowel movements are all over the place. So
okay. Hopefully in the toilet.
We'll see.
Do you need to swap with me real quick?
Maybe.
Let me know. Okay. Tap me on the shoulder and I'll know what it means.
That's how we go. Anthony, I need to poopy.
Yeah, we'll swap then.
Anthony, I hate this. Poopy.
If you say that, I'm just
leaving. I hated that.
I'm leaving Smosh if you say that.
Oh, no.
All right, so I also got a very interesting topic from Anthony that he was dying to talk about today.
Was I dying to talk about?
Somebody that you went to their house and they died?
Close.
You do have a tendency to kind of contribute to the death of people.
Yes.
Speaking
you're
of.
Excited about that?
I mean, it's crazy.
It's like you're a human death note.
Because even today,
yep.
I'm forgetting his name, Martin but Super Spurlock. Size Me Guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel slightly responsible for that?
So after you talk about a celebrity, they die? Is that what happens?
He did it with OJ. He did it with Super Size Me Guy.
Uh-huh.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't play Morgan Spurlock as like a character.
I did.
Or do
I
a
didn't.
Joke.
No, I just saw some stuff about Twitter. I saw some stuff about him on Twitter, and then I told her that he directed the One Direction music documentary.
Which is incredible.
And then he check died how many days later after you said that to her?
That was like maybe 2 days ago.
So when he died you sent 2 days afterward.
Maybe
that was like
three.
A week. That was like a week ago.
And then I posted a picture of you wearing a shirt that says, drink apple juice, OJ will kill you. And then OJ
died
the next day.
The next day.
Yeah. And then we did a sketch where you played Billy Mays, like this was 2009.
Yeah.
And then he died like a couple days later as well.
You've got some powers.
Ian, when you're involved, a celebrity's going.
Who's next? Who do you feel is going to go next?
We got to be careful with what celebrities we
got to be very careful. Very careful.
Would you ever intentionally
kill a celebrity?
No.
Are you going to send this shit to the FBI?
No.
Is this why we're in here?
Like maybe, you know, just play them and be like, we'll see what happens.
Oh.
Yeah, how many evil celebrities do you want to play?
I mean, gosh, I don't know how we'd fit. I don't know how we'd do like a sketch about Dr. Oz. if we can find some way to talk about Dr. Oz, not that I'm saying like we're going to kill him.
Jesus Christ.
Of course not.
Fuck.
So today, Anthony would like to talk about pelvic floor strengthening.
That's funny you bring that up because I only wrote that down because Ian talked to me about it. So this is another Ian subject.
No.
Ian, you mentioned pelvic floor strengthening.
What do you guys know about
pelvic
floor
strengthening?
Well, Amanda mentioned pelvic floor strengthening to me.
And then you mentioned that she mentioned it
so
to you.
So this wasn't either of yours idea.
No, but no. I wanted to hear more about it from Ian.
I don't
Ian
know anything. I don't know anything more about it.
Then why did you put it on the list?
Because like, I wanted to learn about it from Ian. I thought Ian knew something
more.
About pelvic floor strength.
No, I don't know anything more about it.
Is it like Kegels?
Different.
I don't know. It's different.
So what does the pelvic floor strengthening do for you?
I don't know, but in Pilates, they do mention the pelvic floor a lot. I think it's like...
I think it's important.
I think it's like here.
It's there?
I think it's like when you go like this or this.
I thought it was when you learned to pull up your sphincter.
What? No, that's a Kegel.
Is it?
Right?
Is that? That's not a pelvic floor strengthening exercise.
Is pelvic floor inside or outside?
I think it's inside.
It's definitely inside.
Then why do they have us working on it in Pilates?
Well, probably because
I think I'm clenching the wrong muscles in Pilates.
Yeah, you're flexing your abs.
Yeah.
You're like, my abs? Is that my pelvic floor?
Pilates wants you to have that gorilla grip.
That's so true.
No, it's true.
I didn't even know. I've been doing it wrong.
Pilates will give you that gorilla grip.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Made by Joe Pilates.
That's true.
Master of the gorilla grip.
Well, I guess you guys can't talk about pelvic floor strengthening because...
No.
I guess we can't.
Why are you trying to steal my topics?
I wanted you to tell me about it. I want to hear about
your asked you for topics, so you gave her topics to have me.
You're no better. Yeah. You don't even know about it, Ian. You heard Amanda talk about it.
I heard Amanda talk about it. I was like, that's very interesting.
Do you guys have, like, original thoughts?
No.
No. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me think of an original thought.
Tell me about it. Oh, yeah?
When's the last time you saw an earthworm?
That's not a thought. That's a question. That's a question.
But
actually, thought there. Last Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I was walking down Ventura, and I was like, whoa, a worm. And because in my mind, I was like, I haven't seen
a worm. Whoa, a worm.
Wait, question.
No, but that's real, though. That's
no,
real,
because
though.
I hadn't seen a worm in so long.
I was going to say, quick question. Why do I feel like I'm not seeing worms anymore?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. All right, look, that's
we
not
don't
the original
go,
thought.
We don't go outside
see,
that
I did
much,
see
though.
Somebody mention that.
Oh, someone else
but,
mentioned that?
But I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about the fact that we don't really see... All right, think about how many bugs you used to see. I feel like...
That's
feel
true.
Like you don't just, like... I feel like... And I know this is, like, city... This is.
I was going to say, I think it's because we're in L.A. now.
But, like, there should still be bugs.
There should be.
No,
think about when you were growing
extinction.
Up, how many worms did you see? I saw
yeah,
so
but
many worms.
We
I saw
didn't
so,
live in L.A. when we were growing
but we
up.
But we did live in a city.
I think up in Sacramento, there are still plenty of worms crawling around.
I think also we don't go outside very often. I think
outside.
If we went outside,
outside.
And looked,
how dare you?
How often?
But like after a...
every day.
Like after a rainy moment. Well, sure, but I feel like I'd be walking to school or something.
Could we get some worms? Morning. Could we get some office worms?
You want to plant worms?
Aaron,
I don't
want to
plant
we
them.
We do not trust you with any animal.
Do we? Oh, you took
other
down
bathroom.
The memorial.
No, Shania's memorial's in the other bathroom.
Okay.
Because that's
so
where
we know what happens
her.
To animals that you try to tend to.
But a worm, I can keep a worm alive.
Really? You thought you could keep a goldfish it. Alive, too.
Yeah. Would you guys love me more if I kept a worm alive?
I would love you more if you could keep a worm
aww.
Alive. Yeah. I would.
I think the that's worm huge. Would be better off in its natural habitat.
Where would you keep this worm alive
in
anyway?
A tank. I'd get a little tank. Courtney had a pet worm for a hot minute, I'm
no,
pretty sure.
No, it was a roly-poly.
Oh, you're right. That's so much cooler.
I don't know what the hell happened to that roly-poly.
It definitely died.
She
no,
put a
I
bunch
think...
of dirt in like a little
yeah.
container.
And she sprayed it.
And she sprayed it. And
yeah,
never
it was
saw
like a full-on habitat.
Again.
No, I think she took it home.
It's probably thriving.
And it lived a healthy life.
It's probably huge now.
yeah.
Okay, this is... All right, here's an original thought. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Ready for this? And
yeah.
I'd mentioned this before, but it is my thought. It is
okay.
my original thought.
Okay.
Do you think we would crush roly-polies more often if they didn't have such a cute name?
100%.
Yes.
I crushed a lot of roly-polies in my day. I didn't give a fuck about the name.
What?
That's kind of gross because they pop.
Ew, what the fuck? Why would you crush a roly-poly? They're
so
cute.
I was a messed up child.
Also, they're so harmless. They roll up into a ball and you can't
they're
see
so freaking
any
cute.
Of their... gross insecty nature.
They're like, oh no, and they roll into like a little ball and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
You're like I would like, you know, flick them like and watch them roll around.
Yeah.
They were but fun to squish. You know what else is
so
fun to squish?
Fucked up.
You know what else is fun to squish? Lightning bugs.
Stop. Because
then you can like draw with their
Aaron, you are you should
you
be
draw
on
with
list.
Their goo?
Aaron, you
it's
should
not
be
goo.
On
it's not
a
goo,
list.
It's almost like a crayon. It like it,
you use lightning bugs as crayons?
Everyone did it.
I know this is pre serial killer.
Everyone did it.
You know,
no, I don't think they did
it. Everyone did that. I you know, I've heard about people picking
Amanda,
up...
Amanda, did you grew up around lightning bugs? Did you crush lightning bugs?
And draw with their guts?
I didn't. That's a negative.
Scott did?
Scott did.
Okay.
But he's a boy.
And he's from the Midwest. And he's from the Midwest.
Scott, hey Scott, have you murdered people?
He's not
okay,
gonna
not yet. Yet. Okay, so it's pre-serial killer vibes.
I haven't murdered any people, but I have murdered unfortunately, I've accidentally I've murdered a lot of fish. Shania was not the only one.
Did you did you use her guts to draw like a crayon?
No. I gave her a beautiful funeral and I sent her off.
So you saw this beautiful lightning bug, like a miracle of the sky.
Everyone does it. Me and my sibling. My
shut
mom
the fuck
up. My
hold
mom
on.
Taught me how.
Your mom taught you? She's like, this is how you
yes.
how you massacre.
This is what's called a cycle of violence.
You're like,
Aaron.
Your mom says, sits you down and says, well, I'm going to teach you how to
yes.
murder this creature.
No. She
and
goes,
you said,
you
let's
see
go ahead
cool?
and continue this tradition of smashing the miracle of the sky into paste.
They don't
for our enjoyment.
I wouldn't do it now. Now that I like respect life,
you've matured. You respect life now?
I respect life now.
That is a big moment.
Thank you.
That is
but
a
as
big
a kid,
moment.
It was cool because you could draw with them on the ground, like jog.
I mean, it sounds kind of cool.
I'm gonna get people are gonna hate on me.
It sounds kind of cool to be honest.
It does it sound. How long would like it last?
For? Not. You don't have much to work with.
So you have to kill a lot. Would you draw murals with this? What would you draw?
Just running around with a mallet. We gotta draw my face.
You do self-portraits?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I did Van Gogh's Night Sky. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would actually,
that's what I did.
That would be very pretty.
Starry Night.
Thank you. Starry Night. Maybe that's what it's called. Yeah.
I've heard about people picking up snails and throwing them in the street. I haven't heard about that.
That's
my
sad.
My mom would. I remember my mom would tell me she would. She would hit him with baseball bats.
What?
Snails?
Into the fence, yeah.
They're so small.
That's more violent than the lightning bug for some
100%.
But snails are pests.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're garden pests.
So you can murder them in cold blood?
What do lightning bugs even do?
They look awesome and
but they serve no purpose.
They make you ponder about the wonders of the world.
So can drawing with their guts.
They make you pause and appreciate the miracle of life.
Couldn't a snail do that as well?
Yeah, what's...
No.
Snails deserve to live.
A snail leaves a gross, icky trail.
You do too.
I leave gross trails.
Sometimes you have.
Gross, icky trails.
You have.
Shut up. Snails are gross. Lightning bugs are beautiful. You should be so lucky to see them. I did not grow up around lightning bugs.
Listen, if you come to Chicago, I'll show you how to have fun with lightning bugs.
I am coming to Chicago.
Perfect place. They have so many lightning bugs.
And it's going
to
be summer.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Tell me you won't be tempted.
I get to see the lightning bugs?
Tell me you will not be tempted to draw with them now.
I will not crush a single one.
We'll see.
I've never seen a lightning bug.
What do you mean? Like, I'm going to get the desire to kill the them?
In the back of
they
your mind.
Must be smashed.
I think I've seen a flicker or two from a lightning bug, but never more than that.
Yeah, they just flicker.
But I've never...
They're hard to catch. It's fun to catch them. Like, that's half the fun.
Them.
Yeah. Listen, there's not much to do in the Midwest, okay? It was either that or go to Walmart.
I'll give you that.
Go to Walmart kill?
I'll give you
kill
that.
Lightning
go
bugs.
To Walmart or kill are your two options?
I mean, it's the common American choice.
Really, sometimes you go to Walmart Americans, to get things.
That's
to
true.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true.
They had lightning bug traps there.
Really?
Traps.
Like little,
nets?
What's the word? Like nets. Homes? Like bug homes? What's that word?
Bug homes? Terrarium?
Bug home?
That word.
So,
hey, Walmart, can I get a bug home? You got one of them bug homes in here?
And then you could get guns to shoot them.
You can get guns
shoot
at Walmart.
While they're in the terrarium.
Yep.
Pow, pow. Like shooting lightning bugs in a terrarium,
yep.
Say in the Midwest.
Yep.
That phrase is all too common.
Mm-hmm.
Do other countries have lightning bugs or is it just the U.S.?
No idea.
They gotta have them somewhere else.
Gotta.
The U.S. wasn't blessed with much.
Let's see.
Actually, the U.S. was blessed with
a lot. The U.S. was blessed with a lot.
They've got a lot of national parks, a lot of pretty animals. Got squirrels.
They're in every continent except Antarctica.
Oh, Santa.
Antarctica. He's up in the North Pole, motherfucker.
Is that not Antarctica?
It's the Santa vacation.
That's in the South.
The Santa vacation in the South? Is that
what?
Yeah, he's in the North Pole, not the South.
Aaron.
Wait, where's Antarctica?
No.
Shut up.
Aaron.
Antarctica's
shut up.
The lowest
Aaron.
The continent.
No, it's not. Is it really?
Yes.
Wait. Okay, hold on.
You're lying.
No.
This is what podcasts are so great for, because you just
I got to look at a map.
These like strange pockets of like knowledge.
And you out them.
So wait.
And shame
so
them.
So you're, wait, what don't you know?
Where Antarctica is.
It's in the South.
I thought it was in the North.
No.
Jesus
I feel
Christ.
Gas.
That's Canada.
Stop. No. Has this always been the case?
What do you mean, has it always been the case? You think they changed where Antarctica is?
In the 70s, Antarctica was in the North. She's right. It changed.
I'm not even joking. I thought Antarctica was in the North.
Well, during Pangea,
you know
it was
it
a little
is.
Bit vague.
True. You know what it is?
What?
When we turned on the Large Hadron Collider and we collided the particles, Antarctica
flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the North Pole? Is that its own entity or is it not real?
What do you mean is it its own entity? It's the North Pole.
I thought, let me look at the map again.
Do you think it is not a landmass?
The North Pole?
Is it a concept?
It is a sheet of ice that...
But it physically exists.
But there is a landmass in our Antarctica.
Yeah, and our Antarctica is a landmass.
Yeah.
Okay, in my defense, the Arctic Ocean is north. It would make sense that Antarctica would be in the Arctic Ocean. It's in the Southern Sea.
All right, the name was confusing. You forgot there was an ant attached.
Arctic is in Antarctica. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Let me see where the North Pole is.
Do you want to look up the root word of ant?
The root word of ant?
Is it south?
Yeah.
Did you know the North Pole, there's not actually a pole? Did you know that?
I do now.
Did you know that it was...
In the Santa Claus movie, there is.
Is that where you get your information about geography?
And in the Santa Claus movie, did they say location, Antarctica?
Yeah, but they don't say if it's north or south.
Russia put a pole in the North Pole?
Take that. I got to jump in on
her behalf here. They did that? Yep. Does it have a little spiral? I don't know. Like a Christmassy...
That is cool, though.
Also, fact check, the root word ant implies an act or condition of and someone who is inclined to.
Someone who's inclined to Arctica.
That's not a direction.
Someone who's inclined to Arctica.
That was just a guess.
Anyway... I learned a lot.
This is a very informational podcast. I think people didn't realize when they clicked on this video they were going to learn a lot about everything. Everything.
So where's the South Pole? Is that just Antarctica?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes.
Literally.
It's very big.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Now you know.
But then what? Never mind.
No, ask.
I was going to be like, why do they act like Canadians are so close to Santa? But that's different.
Because that's the North Pole.
It's different. I move on.
How long have you thought Santa was in
Antarctica? I failed U.S. geography.
There's a lot of states.
That's also not the U.S.
Yeah.
It makes sense why you didn't learn about the North Pole in your North American geography.
I feel like I was waiting
for the curtain to come. Yeah.
I guess the North Pole could be considered part of North America as it's like on the tip.
Is the North Pole in North America?
The North Pole is in the ocean.
Yeah, but it's like it looks like it's connected because the ice sheet.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Ocean.
It's straight up in the middle of the ocean.
It's not connected to a landmass.
But is it ice?
Yes.
Can you walk on it?
At certain times of the year.
Yeah.
Speaking of ice.
Eventually.
You won't.
Eventually, yeah, you won't. Eventually. In the summer, yeah.
Mm. Speaking of ice, it wouldn't be lunchtime with Smosh without some food. Can we fly in the ice cream?
Ice cream?
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Haven't you always wanted to eat ice cream in a bathroom?
Yeah.
As long as it's brown.
Yep.
So it is.
Like dookie.
Yeah. Ever since I saw a video on the internet when I was younger, I got really hungry for ice cream when it was only brown.
I got really hungry for ice cream whenever I heard.
I would always close my eyes at that part.
Is this what your ice cream truck sounded like?
There was ice cream involved.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
I would never get that far. Actually, I would hear that much, but I wouldn't see that much.
What is that?
I've never watched it, actually.
What is that?
It's Two Girls, One Cup.
I was going to guess that.
It is Two Girls, One Cup.
It is, like, crazy that they had that music playing. Like, yeah. It's this very, like, who sat there? Who was the editor? Who was the editor of Two Girls, One Cup?
Well, also, my question is, I've never heard that song elsewhere. Was it made just for Two Girls, One Cup?
An original score?
Who's credited as the sound designer?
Dude.
That's true. I'm going to have to go look up who the sound
designer is. John Williams.
When he's not doing Star Wars, he's doing Two Girls, One Cup.
Do you think that composer is like proud?
Why not?
I don't know. I wonder if there's an interview with him.
What do you think he's doing now?
Probably still composing. I think he's probably taking any job he can get. He's like really happy.
Do you think we could get him?
Probably.
For this episode?
I think so, yeah. Ooh. Should he score an original song for us?
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a composer. There has to be a composer or a producer, somebody that actually put that track together.
Right.
Do you think you can be a composer specifically for porn?
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty easy.
I just feel like there's...
You Does that exist?
Much. I feel like you wouldn't get paid much because people don't care about that as much. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, my...
Whose is this for?
These are
going to
be for both of you. They're both going to be for
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go for it, Ian. You got a double scoop?
You want the first one?
No, no, no. That's yours. That feels like it's... It feels like it's yours. Another feels like it's yours to okay. me.
Okay, question. What do you think it would be called if you were receiving a Blumpkin while also eating ice cream?
Blumpkins and cream.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
With like an N and an apostrophe.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be your guys' next song.
I don't know why.
Get Young Gravy on that track.
Like... Blumpkins and cream?
Pretty good.
Young Gravy?
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll keep this here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys fuck with chocolate?
I like chocolate.
I'm not a chocolate ice cream person.
That word very differently. I don't really like chocolate stuff that much.
I don't either.
Now I know why.
Is it not good?
This is a oat milk.
Yeah.
I will say though, there's this, oh my God. There's this, I think it's almond milk. It's made by So Delicious. And it's a caramel crunch.
Oh, wait, is it the ice cream or is it the bar?
Ice cream.
Oh, does it have the little chunks of the hardened chocolate
it's got
in it?
Chunks of the chocolate. It's got chunks of the, it's got like swirls of the caramel. Ooh. I'm telling you, it is some of the best ice cream. Like, not even like non-dairy ice cream. Like, it is some of the best ice cream that you find. It is insane. This is Oatly.
Not that good?
Not that good. They should just stick to oat milk.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left, so I think this would be a perfect time to answer some fan questions.
Let's do it.
Do you want to sing a little jingle?
Where'd you get these questions again?
YouTube.
Finding YouTube, YouTube questions, finding YouTube, YouTube questions.
Beautiful. Okay, so this one comes from @ElliotIsCool. Do y'all wipe or let it crust?
Oh,
what the fuck?
He wants to know.
I let it crust, duh.
How for how long? How many days?
I'm sorry, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you wipe your ass?
Yeah, or let it
crust.
Yeah,
let it crust and then peel it off.
Later. Oh, so it's kind of like candle wax where it's easier to let it dry first.
Yeah, I let it dry. I go out into the sun and I spread my cheeks. Dry it off.
Dude.
It's like jerky. Sorry, this is so fucking
awesome. I tried to get it. I bought a bidet.
Oh, congratulations.
Can't install it in my place.
Why?
Because they don't have a water shutoff valve. And I emailed maintenance and they said that's a modification to the plumbing.
That's crazy.
And I can't give you any advice to do that. I'd recommend not doing it. People have done it here and it's flooded their place before. Don't
That's
do it.
Crazy.
Stupid!
You could bring it here. We could have bidets at Smosh.
Yeah. I think some people are uncomfortable by the notion of having their ass sprayed.
I get that. I've never used one. I'm kind of scared.
It is great. Oh, man.
I know.
Get a good one, too.
Not a good one. I don't know what good means. It wasn't like a whole setup, though. It was just a spray. It wasn't the toilet seat warmer and all the other bullshit. Gotcha. I think that's just unnecessary.
You say that now.
My toilet lid, my toilet seat doesn't get very cold.
What does that have to do with it?
Because the bidet that he was talking about has like a custom seat warmer and all that.
Got it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. I tried. Mm-hmm. I tried. Yeah. I might like do a thing where I just quickly unscrew the thing and put my thumb over it.
No. That's some like Mr. Bean level shit.
And you go, I'm like, I'm trying to do the rest
and
of
then it. And it comes out of your nose. Like a cartoon. And you plug your nose and it comes out of your mouth.
If I had more courage, I would.
What was the question?
Do y'all let it wipe or let it crust?
What in the actual hell is this?
Who is letting it crust?
I spray.
You spray?
Yep.
With what?
The bidet.
Oh, got it.
Oh, Ian's got one, yeah.
And it's got a little fan on it. And then it goes...
So do you wait till it dries?
It doesn't like fully dry.
So you got to wipe a little?
So I still have to wipe a little bit, but not as much.
You guys a wet wipe kind of guy or just toilet paper?
You can't... Flush.
Actually, they sell flushable wet wipes. Yes, they do.
They say flushable, but they are not flushable. We don't need to go over this.
No, they sell ones that are specifically made for it, and they disintegrate in your hand.
What?
What?
Because they're so flushable.
Okay, maybe those ones, but a lot of the flushable wipes are not actually flushable. They say they're flushable.
That makes sense.
You can toss it away. You don't got to flush them.
I want poopy. I mean, like, look, like, plenty of people do that. And in
do
other,
do that? Nice, bro.
And in other countries where you can't flush your toilet paper, you have a little basket, and you throw the toilet
paper. And on RVs.
What? Isn't there a...
On RVs, you can't flush the toilet paper.
But isn't there a constant, like, scent? Always lingering.
I don't know. You have a little lid. You have a
lid like that one right by your foot.
Is that what that's for?
That's that's for full
I
of
thought
shit.
That was a tampon. It is. Bucket.
But you don't smell those
until it accidentally opens because it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
You barely touch it and the thing and flings the scent open.
Come on.
Anyway.
So you guys are a wipe or spray type of guy, you'd say. No crusting over here.
Haven't experimented with that one yet.
We're not the crusty crew.
I think in my later life, I might start to experiment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is from at Risa Riceball 1157. How did you overcome the milk fanfic trauma?
Haven't. It's still there.
Yeah.
I don't think I know the milk fanfic.
You don't need to.
Okay.
I think it's originally a One Direction fanfic.
Oh, it is a One Direction fanfic originally.
You should read it.
What's the premise?
Milk.
Read it.
What does milk have to do?
Just write One Direction milk fanfic.
Yeah, you'll find it.
And you'll read it.
And it's already got built in.
Okay.
Like things that you're interested in. I think you'll really enjoy it.
It might be firewalled on the company's internet.
How would you feel if your milk fanfic became a movie? Because they've done that with some Harry Styles fanfics. There's about 5 movies right now based
off of
Harry
Styles. Well, if you knew the content of the milk fanfic. You have no idea. If you knew the content of the milk fanfic, you might not be asking this question.
Would you guys audition?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to read it tonight.
Funeral. I'll audition for it. I'm never going to do another audition again in my life, but if the milk fanfic's coming to life,
you're auditioning?
Actually,
you're there?
I have a great idea. And what? By the way, don't read the milk fan. It's honestly not worth
it. Yeah, don't read it. It's not even good.
But when you read it tonight, can you please record yourself reacting to it
of course.
Then we'll add it to this.
Okay.
Okay.
If I remember, I'm going to spend my Friday night doing that. For you guys.
Great Friday night.
For you guys.
Yeah.
We know you're not going anywhere, Aaron.
Okay. It's true. I don't have plans tonight.
Going nowhere fast. Didn't you wear a shirt yesterday that said going nowhere fast?
No.
Hmm.
Different girl.
Damn.
Ian. I
thought it was you.
Yeah.
You looked at me when that whole comb was in your mouth.
Do you want mine? You seem pretty into it.
For those listening, God. Ian just shoved the entire ice cream cone in his mouth and chewed it while maintaining eye contact.
This looks like a food battle outtake. This is exactly how you'd look before shooting each of the food battle scenes where you had to shove the in your mouth.
Oh, my teeth are sensitive.
That post-cone sensitivity.
Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from at Hearts by Aurora. What's something a cast or crew member did off camera that had you like shocked face emoji is what they put.
Just a shock?
Just had you like, whoa. That's crazy.
Whoa.
Off camera.
I think I made that. Actually, I didn't make that face when Courtney and Shane told me that they were engaged. I was just like, oh, good. Congrats for you.
Yeah, and you came in kind of late to that news.
They told me during the hide and seek video that we shot.
That's really funny.
Like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago or something. Yeah.
What, Ian? I don't know what you're about to say.
You're probably going to cut this out.
Is it about me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what did I do?
Yeah, you're probably gonna cut this out.
Oh my God! But
when Aaron was
I'm watching Aaron's face right now.
I'm so scared. I'm like, what did I do? I've done some cringy things in front of him.
When Aaron was showing us the guy that she's crushing over, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of like
choose your words carefully, and we can keep it in.
Okay, Aaron was showing us the guy that she was crushing on, and I was like, oh, that guy like reminds me of like. Those guys that I see on this like cringy TikTok page that I follow.
It's like a compilation of cringy guys or something?
Yeah, it's a compilation of cringy guys. Mm. And then so I scrolled down the page to try to find an example of the guy that it reminded me of. And it was him.
That did just happen. Anthony was there.
And I was like,
yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. And Aaron's like, don't show anyone.
Yeah.
I didn't look. Out of respect, I didn't look.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing. I thought you were going to say the sushi thing when I picked it up with my hands. But that's more embarrassing.
Oh. That's more. That doesn't make me go.
What, yeah. I think most of the times I would make that face is because of you, though. Like,
oh, thanks.
when you needed us to, you asked us to go help you pick up your car because your car was impounded because you didn't pay your registration.
Oh, yeah. People were really confused why I took both of you.
Actually, you know, it's actually weird because we both needed to be there.
Yes, you need two people. When they take your car, you need someone to drive who has a license and then someone who can drive your car away.
Exactly.
Yes. So I needed
you needed two licensed drivers. I didn't know. Actually, I don't think you initially knew.
Yeah.
So when you went in there, I was like, I'll just wait in the car. You guys got it.
Yeah. And I had then to run
you ran out through. And came. You're like, they need you. Bring your driver's license. You got to prove that you could drive the other car.
It worked out. They also were like, why didn't you have anyone else to ask?
That is a good question. Can we clear it up today?
It's because...
It links back around to her not having anything to do.
It's because I had to go during the workday. And we, like...
That is true, though.
We spend, like, the entire workday together often.
Yeah, I know.
We were already writing and brainstorming that day anyway.
And I had just recently gotten my car out of an impound.
Why was your car in the impound?
Dude... Fucking San Diego.
I didn't know your car went in the impound.
My car went in the impound because San Diego didn't properly put signs on the street that there was going to be a marathon going on.
Oh, you did tell me that.
And then I woke up the next day and went out to my car, and my car was gone because apparently they had a marathon in that street, and they towed my car. And anyway, it cost me like $400.
Damn, just because they didn't put their sign up?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $400, and so when she said that she got her car impounded, I was like, we need to get that car out as soon as possible.
Because it's going to be expensive.
Those assholes put like $100 per day onto like the bill. Why aren't impounds just like run by the state?
Why are they ran by
people that could just be like, I have your car, and actually... It's going to be $600?
It is really weird that the government is giving the tickets and making your car get impounded.
Yeah.
But and then they're like, private company can handle it.
Yeah.
They can make it whatever rules they want.
I don't get it. It's and crazy. So I was like, we need to get it out as soon as possible. So that's why I was like totally down to get your car on a work day.
And it was a day that we were already supposed to be brainstorming.
Yeah, we had an all-day meeting. So we just took the meeting from the car.
And your car was there for two nights?
It was there for two nights because we couldn't go the first day.
Yeah.
But it worked out. Yeah. It worked out the second day.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was what, $600 something?
I think it was like close to $800.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
How do people like
expect to pay for that? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But like, super grateful. Thanks, y'all.
You're welcome.
It could have been more.
Fuck impound lots. And I guess police. Let's just throw that in there.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Who are you going to be calling when someone's breaking into your house?
Oh, damn it.
You got a gun to your head.
Oh, you're
and
right.
And a phone in your hand.
Oh, you're right.
Who are you going to call?
You're right. I can't wait for the cops to show up and find my dead body because they showed up an hour late.
No, it's true. I had someone try to break into my home multiple years ago, and the cops showed up 15 minutes later, and they're like, oh.
I mean, 15 minutes later, that's fast.
It was pretty fast.
That is pretty fast.
It was pretty fast, but still there was nothing that they...
Yeah, no, there's nothing they could do. Yeah, it's already happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because they didn't actually make it in, they were like,
But you were breaking the law.
I did. It was my fault. I paid the consequence.
How many years did you drive with an expired license?
It wasn't expired.
So I found out when we went to go pick it up that my license was also expired because it was my birthday.
Yeah, it expired on her birthday. But
yeah.
It was the registration.
The registration was expired by like 2 months.
Oh.
And then I had an out-of-state license because I didn't realize. This is a mistake on my end. I'm just dumb. I didn't know you had to get a new license when you moved to a new state, which makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And when you move.
What about the license plate? Was the license plate
License plate was California.
Oh, okay. So,
it was just expired by like a month or two.
Oh, okay. But then,
which is why I got pulled over. And then she saw my license, and it was Illinois. And she was like, "How long have you lived here?" And I was honest, because I told the truth to the police, and I said 5 years.
I just realized something.
What?
I think you might need to get a new license.
I got one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was expired.
No, but you moved again.
Oh, I know. You can just change your address, though.
Yeah, yeah. You can change.
Yeah, the that's easier.
Isn't as big of a deal.
That's easier to change. You can get like a yeah, that one you can change.
You can just do like an amendment.
But yes, I did have to do that as well because I did just move.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we got a rule breaker over here.
Sorry.
Happy to be your fathers.
Cool. Well, that's all the time we have today.
Wow.
Well, that was a very interesting lunchtime. We went down many roads.
I learned a lot about Ian specifically.
Yeah.
Maybe next episode we'll learn about Anthony specifically.
It's okay.
If it's related to Blumpkins, I'm not going to learn much about me.
Perfect.
I'm that Shrek meme. You know Shrek meme?
Yeah, I do.
Did I do a good?
You did.
You did a good.
We'll throw up a picture of it.
Yeah.
Which way is he turning? This way or this way?
I don't know, but we can reverse it. Either way, we can flip it.
It looks close enough to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for watching. Yeah.
Hope you learned so much. Open your homes to strangers. That's the
moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story this time. Open your homes to strangers. Don't do Blumpkins. And make sure your license is up to date.
This is a highly educational show. So if you find it in the education category on YouTube, don't be alarmed. You learned something.
This will be in the kids section. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Bye.